I want to break this down real quick. We don't have a ton of time left in the live portion of the show, but the controversy with Iowa, and I want to put this in perspective, because it's real. We talked about Trump and putting that doubt out there, putting that asterisk next to Ted Cruz's win in Iowa. We made a story. Story is out as we speak. You can read it at Rob Zicari Show. That's the Twitter. You can go to extremepolitics.com. That's extreme with an X. Now, more things developed in the course of the day. When we talked about it, you know, we brought up the mailer. We brought up the email. But more things came out. Now, when you listen to people like Mark Levin, and I've explained to you before that I will listen to Levin, I'll listen to Rush, I'll listen to Prager, I'll listen to Hewitt, I'll listen to all of them, not in its entirety, but I'll listen to a 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there. Normally, when I'm working out, I work out at about 2 o'clock. I get on the old, not treadmill, but the thing with the arms and the feet and it's moving back and forth, the thing, that the elliptical. And I'll listen to Rush. I listen to the first 20, 30 minutes of Rush. Now, yesterday, Mark Levin literally spent his entire show, almost his entire show. I had to go into the valley, so I was actually driving around for about an hour, hour and a half. And the entire time I was driving around and going where I had to go, getting into the car, getting out, going in here, getting out, blah, blah, blah. The entire time, he was talking about Iowa and how it was unfair that Fox News and so forth and so on were making a big deal out of the Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump controversy. And the Ted Cruz people didn't do anything wrong. And it was all CNN and all Ted Cruz and his staff did was relayed information to staff members what CNN said. That's it. That's all they did. And Mark Levin was going out of his way like a lunatic yesterday. Like a lunatic. To try to explain to the millions and millions of people that listened to him that Ted Cruz did nothing wrong and Donald Trump is being a crybaby. Donald Trump is a crybaby. He's a sore loser. All Ted Cruz's campaign did was listen to a CNN report, listen to Dana Bash and Jake Tapper talk about Ben Carson going to Florida and then to Washington after the Iowa caucuses, and that sounded weird. And so the Cruz people said all they did was took that information and relayed it to their staff. That's it. And Mark Levin was just beating this drum. Bing, 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 bing. Screaming, we're getting sidetracked with this stuff. We're getting, they're treating us like stupid. They're not discussing the issues. They're not discussing the issues. Here's Donald Trump sticking up for his friend Ben Carson, but yet he was saying Ben Carson's mind was that of a pedophile. But all Ted Cruz did, all he did was relay information. It's not true. It's not true. It was a lot more than relay information. It's not true. You know, and listen, you all know Karl Rove hates Donald Trump. There is no liking Donald Trump. Okay? Karl Rove despises Donald Trump. Donald Trump despises Karl Rove. You've heard Trump in stump speeches. You've heard him say Karl Rove still thinks Mitt Romney won Ohio. Karl Rove is a loser. Karl Rove hasn't won an election in X amount of years. But even Karl Rove, was sticking up for Donald Trump. Karl Rove broke down exactly what Cruz did, how it was wrong, and how it legitimately cost Donald Trump the election. Remember, guys, you're talking about a four-man race. You're talking about a four-man race. And out of those four men, there's two that are Jesus's favorite children, Cruz and Carson. Remember, Carson got 17,000 votes. So when you're talking about votes shifting, no one's saying, oh, what Cruz did cost Trump the votes because they went to Cruz instead of Trump. No. What it means is they went to Cruz from Carson. And when Levin is pleading with the audience, when he's pleading the case of Ted Cruz, he leaves out. He literally leaves out Steve King. He leaves out Steve King tweeting. You know, again, when Mark Levin and the Cruz supporters say, oh, they just relayed information from CNN. What are you talking about? Steve King sent out a tweet saying, it looks like Carson is getting out of the race. They told every single precinct captain, which equals 1,500. We talked about this yesterday. This information went to all of those crazy people in those rooms that are standing up on chairs going, this is why you should vote for this person. This is why you should vote. So all those people were running around going, hey, you know, Ben Carson's getting out of the race. If you give your vote to Ben Carson, you know what's going to happen? Donald Trump's going to win. I mean, that was Cruz's entire pitch to the people of Iowa. You can't let Donald Trump win. If he wins, he very well will be our next nominee. Their very pitch wasn't, I'm the best. Their pitch was, be scared of Donald Trump. That was their pitch. Their pitch was, he doesn't love Jesus like you. He doesn't love Jesus like you. I love Jesus. Other people love Jesus. But I know for a fact Donald Trump doesn't love Jesus. That was their pitch. So when you hear Mark Levin going, oh, all they said was what CNN said. CNN never said Ben Carson was getting out of the race. All CNN said was that Ben Carson, after the Iowa caucuses, was going to Florida for a change of clothes, and they speculated why that was weird. So they speculated. And when you listen to the Cruz people, their argument is, hey, all we did was speculated with CNN. And let's face it, if you're running for president, you don't leave the Iowa caucuses. You don't leave Iowa to go home and then go to New Hampshire when the New Hampshire primary is in a week. You don't do that. So what would you make from that? We're going to lose you guys live. Keep listening. Download the rest of this podcast. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Go to Extreme Politics to watch the video feed, and we're keeping it going. So their argument was, well, what would you take from the CNN report? But the CNN report never said Ben Carson was getting out of the race. Steve King did. That message was relayed to the 1,500 precinct captains. And Karl Rove broke it down just eloquently last night. He said, do the math. 6,239 votes is what separated Cruz and Trump. 6,239 votes separated them. If you have 1,500 precinct captains, all you would need is four. All you would need is four votes to switch from Carson to Cruz. That's it. That's all you need. All you need is four in each of those precincts. That's it. That's it, four. And to get four to switch would be very easy if those people know that Ben Carson is getting out of the race. If those people know Ben Carson is getting out of the race, and they're told a vote for Ben Carson elects Donald Trump. And if you're told Donald Trump doesn't have your values, if he loves homosexuals and abortions, and your vote's just going to be thrown away, what would you do? Four. That's all it took. Four votes per precinct. That equals what Trump lost by. That's legit. That is 100% legit. When everybody's bragging, oh, Cruz has got the most amount. You know why Cruz got the most amount? Because he cheated. He cheated. End of story. And it could only happen in a caucus. Because no other place could news spread to thousands of people. Oh, Cruz is out of the race. when normal human beings do the normal human voting process, which is 9 a.m., polls open, 8 p.m., polls close. Get in your car. Go to the dirty, dingy garage. Go to the school gymnasium and cast your secret vote. Cruz would never have won. Nobody would have put the word out that Ben Carson was not in the race. So Mark Levin is a liar. Which, listen, the guy is a perpetual liar. I'm not saying anything new. The guy is a scumbag liar. Okay? Guy is a scumbag liar who tries to make it sound like a Cruz staffer. Just put out a tweet that said, hey, looks like Ben Carson might be suspending his campaign. I mean, that's the concept that Mark Levin and the other scumbags are trying to spin. CNN is reporting that Ben Carson will stop campaigning after Iowa. Make sure to tell all your peers at the caucuses to support Carson too. Man, I'm dying. Make sure you tell all of your peers at the caucuses supporting Carson that they should coalesce around the true conservative who will be in the race for the long haul, Ted Cruz. So Mark Levin goes, that's it. That's the only match. That's it. But that's not it. No. Every single precinct captain. Every single precinct captain. Every single precinct captain got the information to tell. To tell everyone that Carson's getting out of the race. Steve King sending out tweets, calling people, telling people. And the best part about the Steve King thing, they all knew Ben Carson wasn't getting out of the race. They all knew it. Because the Carson camp, once the tweet went out from Cruz, they jumped on the line and said, whoa, we're not getting out of the race. Everybody stop. Wait a minute. What are you doing? We're not getting out of the race. So even after that happened, Steve King still put the word out that Carson was getting out of the race. The Cruz people knew exactly what they were doing. Cruz is dirty. He's dirty. End of story. He's dirty. Which is fine. All love and warm politics, right? But to listen to the conservatives like Mark Levin cry when Donald Trump attacks Ted Cruz on being a Canadian. And here's Ted Cruz going far worse. Actually rigging the voting system? That's bad. It's one thing to say. It's another to do. Ted Cruz's win officially has an asterisk. Ted Cruz's win officially has an asterisk. part is that slimy, scummy Canadian and his slimy, scummy pal, Mark Levin, and those slimy, scummy supporters, by doing what they did, they actually bolstered Marco Rubio, these morons. These effing morons. They bolstered Marco Rubio by doing what they did. They gave Rubio the shine. Those morons. They gave Rubio the shine. Pure morons. That's what they're pure morons. Their slimy, disgusting Canadian ways gave Rubio the shine. They gave Rubio the shine. They're Canadian. They're stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. They gave Rubio shine by doing what they did to Trump. It gave the rise to Rubio. It's dumb. They're dumb. They're dumb, dumb, dumb. Dumb. When you have Karl Rove, when you have Karl Rove defending Donald Trump, when you have Karl Rove saying, hey, chances are this little trick that Cruz did cost Donald Trump votes. I mean, when Karl Rove, you got to remember, in our world, in our Republican world, Karl Rove, even though he hasn't had a winner in a while, still like the Yankees, okay? He's still like the Yankees of political operatives, all right? In our world, he's still like the Yankees. He's had a drought, okay? No different than the Yankees had a drought before the 90s, before Joe Torre and Jeter and the boys came along. They had a drought, okay? The 80s weren't too good. The Mattingly, Ricky Henderson, Dave Winfield era with the Negro brothers, it wasn't too good. It was a drought. So in our world, we still look at Karl Rove as a political genius, as a mastermind. He's crafted some of the greatest campaign strategy wins and attacks. And so when he is coming out going, listen, this tactic cost this guy, who I hate and I think is a scumbag, but I have to say it cost him the win. Yes, I'm going on the record. I'm breaking it down. And the guy that I despise will be able to use this piece, this interview, this statement, this scenario to bolster his claim that the Canadian stole. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Because aside from Mark Levin, little scumbag that he is, and a couple million of his little scumbag supporters, but besides that, The rest of us Republicans still look at Karl Rove as the Yankees. And when he says, yo, man, Trump should have won, that tactic at least cost Cruz anywhere between 6 and 10,000 votes. Imagine putting 10,000 votes into Carson's column. Imagine that. Puts him right behind Rubio. Who knows? Who knows how many people went to Rubio when they heard that information? That Cruz move literally altered the standings in that Iowa race. That Cruz move completely altered everything. Completely. And when Karl Rove backing up the person he hates the most, you know it's legit. You know it's a legit argument. It's not Donald Trump crying like a baby. It's legit. When that move completely reshuffled everything that happened and gave Marco Rubio, the little bubble soccer boy, gave him the push . You know it's all legit because you're still talking about the New York Yankees, still talking about the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees of political operatives.